Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is PFW's Andy Hart, and we're here after rounds 4 through 7 of the 2017 NFL Draft. And Andy, we only picked 4 guys total, expected to go into today with 4 picks, came out with 2. There's a couple of interesting statistics about how we've only picked 4 players total in this draft.
Yeah, fewest for the Patriots ever, fewest for a defending Super Bowl champion ever, and I think it's another sort of example of, A, what Bill Belichick said yesterday. Part of the draft was the trades and the guys they brought in, so the number would grow if you included those. But more importantly, something we all know. It's a very good, deep football team. There aren't a lot of holes. There weren't a lot of needs. I think you saw one of the biggest needs with the defensive end spot, because yesterday Derek Rivers was the top pick. Today they swing back around and get Dietrich Wise to add some depth to that position. But other than that, a couple of tackles and a couple of defensive linemen. There weren't a lot of holes, so they didn't need a lot of picks.
Dietrich Wise comes out of the same school as Trey Flowers, plays the same position as him. Do you think he'll be a good mentor for him in the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think there's also some playing similarities, because I don't think Wise is a true edge speed guy. That's Rivers. He's more of a Flowers who, yeah, he's a defensive end pass rusher, but he can bump inside and rush from the inside at times. He's closer to 280, has some power to his game, not pure speed. So I do think those two guys who already have a friendship, maybe that is a nice mentor role to get him, because I think those two young guys, Wise and Rivers, might be asked to, at least on a rotational level, compete and give you some reps as rookies.
The final pick of this draft for the Patriots, offensive lineman Connor McDermott out of UCLA. Again, filling a couple of needs on that offensive line. What do you think of this pick?
I like the two offensive line picks yesterday and then today coming back around, because you don't need them right now, but you never can have enough offensive line. We've seen that over the last couple of years. It's changed quickly. Brian Stork is drafted. He's a starter, and then he's out of town all of a sudden. Nate Solder's contract, we know that on the left side with the Garcia pick on day two. And now you come with McDermott, who's probably more of a right tackle type. Huge, former basketball player, 6'8", has grown to 300 pounds, probably not done growing yet, could probably put on a little bit more weight. Developmental guy. Get him with Dante Scarnecchia and this system and see where it goes a year or two down the road as Marcus Cannon is maybe playing out the stretch, whatever it may be. Maybe you've brought a guy in that can develop into a right tackle for the future.
All right, so 4 new Patriots names to memorize for all of you Patriots fans out there. Of course, there is the option of adding undrafted free agents.
Lots of them, probably. Lots of them. If you're going to fill out a 90-man camp roster, when you only pick 4 players, there's going to be a lot of undrafted players on the roster when you get to training camp.
All right, thanks so much, Andy. We appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Andy Hart. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.